listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. The Premier's joined religious leaders in calling for calm following an alleged church stabbing in Wakeley in Western Sydney. Police responded to reports several people suffered non-life-threatening injuries, with a male arrested at the scene. A large-scale police response followed, with two officers injured and a number of police vehicles damaged. It's taken dozens of firefighters to get on top of a blaze at Greta. Crews were called to the barracks close to battle a single-level fire at around 3 p.m. yesterday. Thankfully, everyone inside escaped safely. Graeme Lawrence is due to be released on parole today. The former Anglican Dean of Newcastle and convicted sex offender will be electronically monitored and supervised as part of strict bail conditions. The 82-year-old spent more than 4 years behind bars. Construction on new apartments have fallen to levels not seen in over a decade, when New South Wales had over 1 million fewer people. The number of units being built has plunged 50% in just a matter of years. The Housing Industry Association's blaming higher taxes introduced in 2017, which scared off foreign investors. And Donald Trump's appeared in the Supreme Court in New York as he faces a criminal trial, accused of paying hush money to former adult film star Stormy Daniels back in 2016. It's the first criminal trial of any former US president. They may have only snuck into the A-League women's finals, but the Jets reckon they can go all the way. The girls are gearing up for the first of two semis against Premier's Melbourne City in Maitland on Sunday. Striker Melina Ayres says confidence is high after their stunning elimination final win over Western United.
Yeah, none of us are content with just that, so we're really excited for the next couple of weeks, and yeah, hopefully we can make it to the big dance and finish the job off.
In NRL, para coach Brad Arthur hasn't ruled out an early player swap to secure Dragon Zach Lomax. And in surfing, a strong start to the latest World Surfing Tour event for Meriwether's Ryan Callinan. He only just missed out on winning his opening round heat at the Margaret River Pro. However, he's still through to the round of 32.